A shooting star arcs over a fairy tale castle, Disney, Pixar Animation Studios. The eye in Pixar is an angle poise lamp. A blue-black sky speckled with stars hangs over a calm sea. A big beefy man, Papa, rows a small boat, La Luna, across the water. Sitting in front of him are a little boy with a round face, Bambino, and his grandpa, Nonno, an old man with big white beard. A lantern hangs at the back of the boat. Papa puts the oars inside the boat and Nonno drops the anchor. He hands a package to Bambino. Bambino unwraps a brown peaked cap. Smiling, he puts it on. Nonno tips the peak up, Papa tips it down. Disagreeing, Nonno tips it up again, and Papa tips it down. Nonno grumpily waves his hand and turns the lantern off. Bambino looks at his father and grandfather, who both wear peaked caps like him. Papa sits with his enormous arms folded. He has a big bushy moustache. He wipes his hand across his nose. The little boy does the same, then looks at Nonno sitting beside him. Nonno wiggles his finger in his ear and Bambino does the same. Bambino gasps and looks over the side of the boat in wonder. His face lights up as the bright golden moon rises on the horizon. The water shimmers gold. Papa hands Bambino the anchor. Bambino holds the anchor by the side of the boat. Nonno wags a warning finger at him. Papa opens a hatch and pulls a ladder out of it. Amazingly, the ladder gets higher and higher and higher until he props it at the front of the boat. Papa beckons Bambino closer and Nonno shoos him forward. Bambino frowns anxiously, slings the anchor over his shoulder and ties the rope around his waist. He climbs up the ladder with the anchor rope trailing behind him. He looks round and Nonno gives him an encouraging waft of the hand. Bambino climbs higher and higher up the ladder. It stops just short of the bottom of the bright golden disc of the moon. He reaches the top rung. He frowns, but then starts to float upwards. He nearly loses his cap. He floats up to the moon. With the rope hanging down, he lands, sitting on the moon, and looks around. It's covered in small golden stars, which are what make it glow. Bambino's mouth gapes in wonder at the hundreds and hundreds of golden stars that surround him. Some are piled up in craters. He looks down at the boat. Papa has the other end of the anchor rope. Bambino picks up the anchor and wedges it firmly in the moon crater. Papa starts to climb the ladder. Bambino looks round as a star flies by behind him. It lands, kicking up a little cloud of golden dust. Bambino runs over and taps the new star. Golden light pulses through it. He reaches out for it. Papa and Nonno have arrived. Papa goes to a wooden shed and pulls out a large round drum on wheels with tools in it. Nonno sweeps up the stars with a broom. The brush of Nonno's broom is long and wispy like his beard. Bambino looks in the tool drum. Papa shows him how to sweep with his broom, which is wide and bristly. Nonno tries to tempt Bambino with his broom, and the boy ends up holding both. As the men argue over brooms, Bambino notices that Nonno's is like his beard, and Papa's is like his moustache. Bambino smiles and chuckles to himself. Then he looks worried as the ground vibrates. The three of them dive into a crater as a star falls down from the sky. They peer out of their crater. This star is as big as a house and is stuck in the ground. Not knowing what to do, the men throw up their hands. Broken tools lie around as Nonno tries to prise the star out of the ground with his broom handle. Neither he nor Papa is having any success. Bambino stares up at the star. He gently touches it, then gives it a little thump. A wave of speckles and flickers of golden light pulses up through the star. Bambino has an idea and goes to get a tool. He turns his cap around so it's back to front and climbs up the front of the giant star. The men stare up at Bambino as he sits on the star's top point. He strokes it, listens, and smiles. He taps the star with a hammer. There's a flash of light, then the big star is revealed to be hundreds and hundreds of little stars that tumble to the ground. Papa and Nonno's eyes widen in surprise. Bambino tumbles through the air with the stars. Papa looks worried. Bambino pops up from under stars. They all look relieved. Bambino uses a rake and Nonno and Papa use their brooms to move the stars over to one side. The bare rock of the moon's surface is exposed. Later, they're back in the boat and Papa yanks the anchor down. He reels it in. Nonno and Papa look at Bambino proudly and look up at their work. Having moved the stars to one side, the bright golden light of the moon is a perfect crescent shape. Written in the sky in white letters, La Luna. Bambino stands on the star-covered moon and looks through a telescope. Written and directed by Enrico Casarosa. Produced by Kevin Rea. Music by Michael Giacchino. Cast Papa, Tony Fucile, Bambino, Krista Scheffler, Nonno, Phil Sheridan. Bambino rakes up the stars and waves from the top of the moon.